morning to you all. Well, my name is Gerwin Koopmans. I work at Altera, the Soil Science Center, which is part of Wageningen University and research center based in the Netherlands. I will talk about the effects of soil drying on speciation of metals and dissolved organic carbon in soil solution extracts. The outline of my talk is as follows. I will first start with giving some background information, metal dynamics in soil, Donnan membrane technique that I applied during my research, DUC fractionation, a method that I applied during my research. Then I will say something about the experimental setup that I have used. I will give some results, and I will conclude with a summary. Background. Well, there are many different sources of heavy metals in soil, but once heavy metals enter the soil, they can partition between the soil solid phase and soil solution. Once they are in soil solution, they can be taken up by plants, they can be taken up by soil organisms, but they can also leach to ground and surface waters. In the next slide, I want to have a closer look at the reactions that can occur within the soil system. Free heavy metals can be present in a free form in the soil solution, and free heavy metals can react with clay minerals contained in the soil solid phase. They can bind to metal oxides, and they can also bind to soil organic matter. They can also be taken up by microorganisms, by soil fauna, and by plant roots. And within the soil solution, free metals can react with DOC, which consists for a large part of humic acids and fulvic acids, but they can also bind to chloride, carbonate, hydroxide, etc. If you're interested in the risks of heavy metal polluted soils, and if you want to assess those risks, then you would have to take a look at the total metal concentrations if you want to have an assessment of the risks of metal leaching to ground and surface waters. Free metal concentrations, on the other hand, in soil solution, are linked to the occurrence of biological effects. Well, the Donnan membrane technique can be used to measure the free metal concentrations in solution samples. Until so far, it has been applied to measure free metals in synthetic multi-component solutions, soil solution extracts, and surface waters. Here you see a schematic representation of a DMT cell. It consists of two parts, a donor part and an acceptor part. The donor part is in yellow and the acceptor part is in red. And these two parts are separated by a negatively charged cation exchange membrane. Well, the donor solution is a solution which is pumped across this DMT cell, and that's a solution that you're basically interested in. In this solution, you want to measure the free metal concentration. Free metals can be transferred from the donor solution to the acceptor part of the cell via this cation exchange membrane. And once equilibrium has been established between those two parts, you can take a sample from the acceptor part and you can measure the free metal concentration by ICP. This is what a DMT cell looks like in reality. DUC fractionation. Well, there are many different methods to measure DUC fractions in soil solution samples. One of the most recent methods that has been published is a rapid batch procedure of Koos van Someren and Rob Comans. With this procedure, it is possible to measure the concentrations of humic acid, fulvic acid, and hydrophilic compounds. Here on the right, you see a schematic representation of this procedure. I won't go into further details. If you're interested in this method, you can read about it in ES&T. But this is the method that I've used during my work. Well, soil solution is often mimicked by agitating soil with weak soil solutions using a narrow soil solution ratio. However, the question is, should you use field moist or oven-dried soils? Well, advantages of soil oven drying include ease of subsampling and sample storage, but however, soil drying is known to lead to changes in pH and soil solution composition, such as total metal concentrations and nutrients. However, effects of soil oven drying on speciation of metals and speciation of DOC have received much less attention. So the objectives of my work are to quantify the effects of soil oven drying on the composition of soil solution extracts in terms of pH, total concentrations of arsenic, metals, and DOC, and also free metals and humic acids, fulvic acids, and hydrophilic compound concentrations. And I've written here 40 degrees Celsius because 40 degrees Celsius, that is the standard temperature at which we dry our soil samples in the Netherlands. Okay, the experimental setup of our work. We use soils from the Noorderbos site. This site is located close to the city of Tilburg, which is in the southern part of the Netherlands. on the site you can find infiltration fields, which were used to clean wastewater from local leather and textile industries and the municipality of Tilburg. The surface area of the site is about 140 hectares, and it has been active in the period from 1990 to 1972. And during this period, soil enrichment with organic matter and nutrients occurred, and also the site was polluted with especially chromium and arsenic. In 2008, we took soil samples from the upper soil layer of 12 selected fields. Well, some soil properties of these 12 soils: pH varied between 4 and 5.0, soil organic matter varied between 5 and 13%, and especially chromium is a problem on this site, as I already told you. It varies between 612 and almost 4,000 ppm. The clay percentage of all soils is less than 2%. These are very sandy soils. So we used these 12 soils to perform batch extraction experiments. We made soil suspensions in 2 millimolars calcium nitrate and 1 millimolar sodium acide to inhibit microbial activity. We used a soil solution ratio of 1 to 10. Soils were used both in field moist and oven dried state. Shaking time was 24 hours, and we used centrifugation and filtration to separate the soil solid phase from the solution. And measurements, we measured pH and total concentrations of DUC, arsenic and metals. On 4 selected soils, we also performed DMT experiments. We used the same methodology as was used for the batch extraction experiments. After centrifugation, we used the centrifugate as the donor solution for the DMT experiment. So the centrifugate was pumped across the DMT cells. Measurements, well, in the acceptor and in the donor samples, pH and total metal concentrations were measured, while in the donor samples, total DUC concentrations and humic acid, fulvic acid and hydrophilic compound concentrations were measured. Well, the results of the batch experiments: I've expressed the effect of soil drying as a ratio between the results from the dried soils and from the field moist soils, and I calculated the mean and standard deviation for either 12 soils when presenting the results of the batch experiments, and for 4 soils when presenting the results of the DMT experiments. The effects of soil oven drying on pH and total concentrations of arsenic, trace metals and DUC. On the y-axis you find a mean ratio, dried versus moist soils. What you see is that soil oven drying had a significant effect on pH. pH decreased significantly, but the effect was very small. DUC increased significantly. Also, arsenic increased significantly, whereas cadmium remained constant. Chromium did not increase significantly. Copper showed a significant increase, as did nickel, and zinc decreased significantly, but this decrease was very small. Well, explanations for DUC mobilization are disruption of soil aggregates or lysis of microbial cells due to soil drying. And this also explains the increase in total concentrations of copper and nickel, because these metals are known to have a high affinity to bind to DUC. Unexpectedly, chromium did not show an increase, the total concentration. This element is known to have a high affinity to bind to DUC, but still we did not find an increase of this element. Cadmium and zinc did not show an increase, and this is because these metals do not have a very high affinity to bind onto DUC. Results of the DUC fractionation. Well, the DUC speciation in soil extracts of field moist soils. The total DUC concentration varied between 11 and 22 mg C per liter. And only 0 to 1.5% of total DUC was found in the humic acid fraction, whereas most of total DUC was found in the fulvic acid fraction and in the hydrophilic fraction. But what was the effect of soil drying on these concentrations? Well, effects of soil oven drying on concentrations of humic acids, fulvic acids and hydrophilic compounds. Similar to the batch extraction experiments, DUC increased significantly. The humic acid concentration did not increase significantly. Variation between individual soil samples was very high. Fulvic acid concentration increased almost significantly, and the hydrophilic acid hydrophilic compound concentration increased significantly. And this mobilization of hydrophilic compounds is in agreement with lysis of microbial cells. Results of DMT experiments. Free metal concentrations in soil solution extracts of the field moist soils. I only want you to take a look at the lower two rows. In these two rows, I present the data of the percentage of each free metal relative to its total concentration, and the free cadmium concentration varies between 72 and 90% of its total concentration, chromium between 0.1 and 0.9, copper between 3 and 17, nickel between 43 and 74, and zinc between 77 and 86. And these results also demonstrate that these three metals, chromium, copper, and nickel, have a high binding affinity to form complexes with DOC, because these percentages are much lower than of cadmium and zinc, which are known to have a much lower affinity to form complexes with DOC. But what was the effect of soil oven drying on these free metal concentrations? Well, the effect of soil oven drying on free metal concentrations, well, in fact, there were no significant changes in free metal concentrations, not for cadmium, not for chromium, although, again, the variation was very high between individual samples, not for copper, not for nickel, and not for zinc. So, summary of my work. Total concentrations of DOC, arsenic, copper, and nickel in soil solution extracts increased significantly due to soil oven drying. Soil oven drying did not affect the humic acid concentration, while concentrations of fulvic acid and hydrophilic compounds showed an increase, which was significant for fulvic acids, but which was not significant for fulvic acids, but was significant for hydrophilic compounds. And free metal concentrations were not significantly affected by soil oven drying. Thanks for your attention.
What do you think the mechanism is for the release of arsenic and some of the other total concentrations? What's happening?
Well, in literature it's being said that arsenic behaves similarly to orthophosphorus, and also in similar type of experiments, increases of R2P concentrations have been found after soil drying, and such effects have been ascribed to a disruption of soil aggregates, which increase the surface of soil particles, meaning that new desorption sites are becoming available for release to the soil solution. So I can imagine that the same mechanism might apply to arsenic.
Any more questions for the speaker?
On the chromium, was it chromic or chromate? Do you have any indication?
We did some rough tests. I have to apologize that I don't exactly remember which test we did use, but it appeared that 90% of the chromium present in our soil solution extracts was chromium 3.
We have more time for one or two more questions.
I have
one question. Do you use any manganese?
Yeah. Yeah, we measured the whole periodic system in during this work. We also measured manganese, and we did not find any significant increases of manganese due to soil drying.
What about iron?
Good question. We also measured iron, of course, and surprisingly, we did not find a significant increase for iron. It was even the other way around. We found a significant decrease for iron, which would not agree with the explanation that I just gave to Professor Sparks when I was talking about disruption of soil aggregates. I mean, if soil aggregates would become less stable and would fall apart, then you would also expect to find higher concentrations of iron. But we did not find these higher concentrations of iron. Okay.